Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, how are you? Good morning if you're in the morning time. Good afternoon if it's afternoon. Good evening and good night if you're listening in your car. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of today's podcast. Thank you for being part of Glammed with Grace. And I hope you're having such an awesome week. Thank you to all who is listening, who is encouraging me to keep going on. I am so blessed and touched by you. And I am very grateful to be doing this. So today we're going to be talking about the topic for today is actually He Cares About You. And the reason why I'm going to be talking about this, I'm going to tell you a story and something that happened to me recently and how amazed I am with God and how it just like those little details that you feel like he's not paying attention to, he actually is. And even when you don't even ask him for his help, your unconscious mind is asking for his help and he's listening. So sometimes you don't even have to pray too much of a deep prayer. God really does care about you and is listening to your prayers and your thoughts. He reads your thoughts. He knows your mind. He sees your heart. So be encouraged today. Before I, you know, talk about this, I'm going to talk about the word for today. And the word for today is how to get back up. And the book, the memory verse is taken from Micah 7:8, which is, though I have fallen, I will rise. You know, that really touched me. I don't know if you listened to my last podcast, how I use this inspirational guide every morning, UCB. And it's just such an amazing devotional guide. I feel like all of them are just so, they're inspired by God every day to write, because whatever they speak about literally touches what I'm going through. So it says, though I have fallen, I will surely rise. And I hope this encourages you. Doesn't matter how many times you fall, you're going to rise up. You're going to get back up again and you'll do better than the last time. It says we all get despondent with time to time, right? It can happen on the heels of a great success or victory. Counselors say that for every high, there is a corresponding low. Or it can be caused by disappointment in people. Someone we've trusted let us down and we experience anger and resentment. When we lose a job, we don't just lose our financial security. Sometimes we lose our identity and sense of worth as a person. Despondency. Why do I do this every single time, guys? I have to get my words out. It's often physical. When we don't get enough rest, proper food and exercise, we get run down. Sometimes the cause is chemical. When the brain's chemical messengers that are called neurotransmitters are healthy, we are too. But when some of those transmitters, such as serotonin and dopamine, where's my sister in this episode? Because she's the doctor, I'm not. Her absent, low, and imbalance, we struggle and feel depleted. In this case, medication may be needed to correct the chemical imbalance, and the cause can also be spiritual. Jesus said that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy in John 10:10. That's why the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, and he's always there trying things. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil. Often spiritual warfare is either at the root of our problems or in excavating them. So each morning when you get dressed, be sure to put on your spiritual armor and draw on its mighty power throughout the day. When you are down, that's how you can get back up. I couldn't have even said it any better. You know, we get these. That's why sometimes people go into depression and they don't come out, because they don't have that extra, you know, that extra spiritual being or the powerful being in their life, like, you know, controlling what they do and telling them how to act. Because when you put on the full armor of God, when you have your low times, you know you have something to look up to. You are encouraged because you have his word. You're encouraged because you have your Christian friends. You're encouraged because you have people surrounded with love, you know. But when you don't have that, it's easy for you to go into depression. So today, I hope you can put on the full armor of God, which is the word of the Lord. You know, consume yourself in his word. When you're discouraged, find those verses in the Bible that encourages and lifts your spirit. Psalms, I've noticed, always lifts my spirit when I'm down. I go to David. David is the king of depression, because he has been through depression. He's been through the rise and fall. He's been back to back. So when you go to the book of Psalms, you are going to be encouraged. So if you're going through a situation right now where you're in your low times, look unto God. He's the author and finisher of your faith, and he will take you there while you're going through your low times, and while you're rising up, it will be there on every step and will never let you down or let you go. He loves you too much to let you go. And like I said, the topic for today is he cares about you. And it doesn't just only cares about you. It cares about every single little details about you. Before I go into this, I'm going to actually get you to repeat this after me. If you're in your car, wherever you are, say this out loud. I am smart. I am blessed. I will have a productive week. I will exceed my goals. I have the energy to go beyond. I am creative. I am talented. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am triumphant. I am amazing. I am fearfully and wonderful and wonderfully and beautifully made. Amen. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. That's exactly what you heard. Speak it into existence because the Lord is with you. I actually got that from my husband, so I have to give him credit. He posted this last week on his Instagram page and it touched me. And I've been saying this every morning. So when you wake up in the morning, repeat after me. I am smart. I am blessed. I will have a productive week. I will exceed my goals. I have the energy to go beyond. I am creative. I am talented. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am triumphant. I am amazing. I am fearfully and wonderfully and beautifully made. Amen. So, like I was saying, today we're going to talk about how he cares about us, and he cares about the tiniest little bitty details that you don't even know that he's paying attention to. He cares about it. And I'm going to actually tell you a story. So for those that have been following my journey, that follows me on Instagram, don't forget, follow on Drew Me Grow. Drew Me Grow on Instagram, Drew Me Grow on Facebook, and you can email me through that venue. If you've been following me, you know the story. If you just stumbled on just this episode, you can go back and, you know, follow through my entire journey because I'm telling you a story. So far, I've spoken about, you know, how I started Glam Naturally, or how my sister-in-law, you know, God used her to encourage me to start this brand, and how I've, you know, gone through so many challenges along the way and I'm still, you know, fighting through. And this time, I don't know if you guys know, you probably know that me and my husband, we handmade a lot of these oils at home. We make them at home in our kitchen, in our small kitchen. That's where it's made. So all of it is handmade, which makes it very effective as well. And it's all organic oils. So I've been doing this for 2 years and using my hand to hand make. But the demand has been getting a lot higher. Thank you, Jesus. That I've been looking into machines like that can, you know, try to make this process a lot easier and faster so that we can meet up with demand and still keep the quality of our product. So one of our Christian brothers, about literally 6 months ago, she was like, Jimmy, there should be a better way where you can actually, you know, pour after mixing the oils, that you can pour everything into the bottle, not having to use a funnel, because that's what we use right now. We'll put it into like a bowl, no, before now, and then we'll put it into a little funnel cup, the measuring funnel cup, and individually pour every single thing into the bottles. And it's very stressful, and sometimes a lot of the oils get wasted in the process. But I have actually been researching. So he actually researched for me. We couldn't find anything. I researched, and every single time I research, I kid you not, it takes me to China. It takes me to China, and it takes me to all this, you know, the product, the machines that they normally use to mass produce. And at that, I'm not at that, even though that's the goal, I'm not at that level yet. That's like the final goal of my business when I am mass producing it. That's not what I need now. I need something that I could still use in my kitchen and still make the pouring process of the oils easy. So the machine is not mixing it. We're still doing the mixing. Well, I'm still doing the mixing. But now we've got into the stage where it's easier, and I'll tell you how that happened. So I didn't even pray about it, but God knew. It's been bugging me. And I'm also going to share about in the next two podcasts the big move that I've just made for my family. But God knows, this Lord, this God is so amazing. If you don't have God as your personal Lord and Savior, please accept him, because he is so amazing. He loves you so much. It doesn't matter how mess of a mess you are. He loves you even in your mess. He really does. And he wants you to be better. He wants the best things of life for you if you can follow him 100%. Literally, look, search, every time I put it in the on Google, you know what comes up? This big $10,000, $20,000 machines. And I'm like, I don't need this kind of machine. No, this is too big. This can't fit in my kitchen. I did a factory for this about a month ago. We still spoke about it, still research. I guess, you know, sometimes when you're not, when just because I didn't get the right words, because I was just putting oil mixing machine. That's what I kept putting online. And it was just bringing the things that I don't need at this moment. I gave up, still doing it the way I am. One day I was browsing on Instagram, and I kid you not, God, this amazing God that we serve, while I was surfing, I just saw this picture of an oil mixing machine, but the way the words was worded, I'm like, oh, wow, this looked like something that will make my life so much easier. Just browsing through, and I just saw this popped up on my Instagram page out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Tell me if that's not God. It popped up from my Instagram page, and I'm like, oh, my God. I got so excited. I called my husband. Baby, this is what we need. This is what we need. This can fit in our kitchen so perfectly. I even shared it on my Glam Naturally Oz story. This is what I need. And I, you know when you just think, oh, my God, this is going to cost a fortune. I kid you not, I went on eBay, I typed in those exact words I saw on Instagram, and it was just only $130-something per piece. I'm like, what? This is not $10,000? And I'm like, this is what I've been looking for the past 6 months? And it just, because God knows that I'm ready for that big move, he had to bring in something at the right, this God we serve is a God of the right timing. The right time is an on-time God. When something is not for you, it might not be listening because you're just not ready for it. But when you're ready, it puts everything in place, in check for you to get to the next level. I don't know who needs to hear this, but this is my story. Oh my goodness. I couldn't believe it. I just kept saying, this is God. I can't explain this, but this is definitely God. I mean, because I tell you, not everyone online would tell you what they're doing. And I don't even go asking either. I go on Google. If I can't find it, I leave it to God. And this is how God works. He is so amazing. He cares about every little detail. I never pray to him about finding me the right oil mixing, you know, machine or the next thing to make my life and my husband's life easier and making this process faster to meet our demand. I just had it in the back of my mind and I didn't even pray about it, honestly. But because he cares about us, he cares about the next level of growth. He cares about what we're doing. He put the right thing at the right time. He used technology. That's the thing I tell people. Technology, sometimes is a bad thing, sometimes it's a good thing. He put it in the right place at the right time. Oh, Jesus. For me to be able to do this. Isn't this amazing? Isn't God amazing? Isn't Jesus amazing? I cannot just explain this. But it touched my heart so much that I just had to share with you. If you feel like God is not listening, it's probably not the right time. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Keep following him. Keep being good. Keep having a good heart. Keep treating everybody you meet with a good intention. And watch God bless you in return. And watch God start opening doors for you in the way you've never imagined. That's what I have to say today. Honestly, it's this simple. He cares about you. He loves you. Those little things that you think that he's not paying attention to. Yes, he's paying attention to it. Yes, he knows about you. And he loves you so, so much. I am just so, I mean, sometimes I tell my husband, like, you know what, I sometimes want to ask God, what do you want me to wear today? Or he loves stuff like that. When you involve him in the, or should I drink this? Oh God, what do you think about this? That was what David did. David had an amazing relationship with God. It was best friends with God because it involved him in everything he was doing. And that's exactly what he wants us to do. Involve the Lord in every single thing you're doing. And when he's not listening, it doesn't mean that he's not there. It just means that it's not the right time. And the right time will always come. Okay? I hope this has encouraged you. If you've been encouraged by this, come on my Instagram page and show some love. Come tell me how this has blessed you. Or leave a review and let me know you've listened. Someone actually sent me a message on my Instagram page, and I want to read this to you. And this is based on the last podcast we had that I spoke about, which is Kill Procrastination. An amazing lady came on my Instagram page on Jumi Grow, and she had this message. Actually, I'm gonna read it to you. Hold on and see if I find it. Okay, so the lady said, "Hi, Jumi, thank you so much for this inspirational podcast, Kill Procrastination. Keep sending out positive vibes because people like me need that. What a blessing. I appreciate you taking time out to do this podcast and inspire people. I have shared it with my friends. Good day, Queen." Thank you so much, My Hair Care. I appreciate you, honey. I really do. That meant the world to me that you only didn't listen to this, but you actually shared it with your family and friends. Please, guys, if this has inspired you in some way, if you feel discouraged and feel like God is not listening, no, if you feel like someone that you know who has a relationship or doesn't needs to hear this, please share. Share with everyone in your circle. Let them know that something like this is going on. I'm here to encourage you, and I hope you've been encouraged today. Thank you so much for being part of my day. I appreciate you so much, and I love you from the bottom of my heart. And this again is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Thank you. Have a super duper, duper awesome day today. Bye.